Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's a very special day today because I have a fun guest. I have Tori Bean on the podcast.
Hi.
Before you introduce yourself, we're under construction right now, so the room looks very different, but she gets to be the first person in here.
No, I love it. It looks so good in here, and it's such a cute change. I love it so much.
Yes. Okay, so do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. So my name's Tori. I was in Singers with Briley, went to high school with her for 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
She came whenever it was my junior year, so we did Singers together.
Yes.
And now I'm in college, so had a big life change this past year, actually half a year, but it's been really fun, and I've really been just getting to know the, like, works of college and really just building myself, because in high school and middle school, you have other people doing, I mean, you have your parents for you and stuff.
Yeah.
And so when you go to college, like, even though I'm an hour and a half away, it's like, here, Tori.
Yeah, you're on your own.
You're on your own. You figure it out. And, like, they really are there to support me. My family and friends have been.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just working it out on my own. But I loved my time with Briley. Still love her to death. And I don't get to see you as much because, I mean, I am gone and stuff. But I do try and see everybody as much as I can. But, yeah.
Yes.
I love being on here. And thank you for asking me. Whenever she sent me the text, I was like, of course, why would I not, like,
yes.
I'm so excited to talk and
just
have good conversation with you for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I was really excited because I was like, this is a good time because one, we can kind of catch up. We haven't seen each other, but at the same time, like, you're in a completely different stage of life now.
Yeah.
So what have been, like, the best and hardest parts so far of college, doing everything on your own?
So I moved in like August 18th, I think. So I've had a good, what?
Few months,
like three months, 3.5 months almost. Sorry to count in my head. At college, I mean, living on my own, I have three other roommates and stuff, but I do like to do, like, different things than them. I've got involved in a Christian sorority there.
Good.
So I love those girls to death, like, seriously. Already have two girls that I'm planning to room with next year.
Yeah,
just like, I wish I could bring them here and, like, you see all of them because they are shining in, like, God's light. It's so great to see all those girls there. But I do love it. And I am very blessed because of the space I have, the apartment I'm living in. I mean, have a kitchen. Like, I am very blessed. The housing at UTC is very good. It's just different. I mean, I do love Knoxville. Like, that's where my heart is set. I do want to live in Knoxville, work in Knoxville and stuff. But Chattanooga is a good change. It is a little scary sometimes.
Yeah.
There is times, like, I'm just, like, looking over the corner, over my shoulder and stuff.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy it, and I have enjoyed it. Me and my really good friend Maddie, we live together, so we live in the same room, as you know. But, yeah, that's been a big thing for us, too, is, like, how do we toggle, like, being best friends in high school, but also now we're living and sharing a space together?
Yeah.
So we've been going through that, too. And, like, I feel like it has been going pretty well the past month. I mean, the first month when we moved in, I was like,
it's a lot.
Maddie, this is how I live my life, and I'm going to need you to do this with me, and I'll help you as much as I can. But it has gotten really good. We have kind of figured things out and stuff. But I am excited for the next year because I'll get my own room and get my own space and stuff.
Yeah,
but I really am enjoying it, truly. So
that's good. Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the Christian sorority you're in.
Okay,
so I've seen your post and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love them already.
I love it so much, and I'm so excited for, like, the future steps through that sorority. I love it so much. So I planned to rush, like, a non-Christian sorority, like the plain sororities that you see. I planned to rush, so I would have had to get to Chattanooga August 8th and rush a week living by myself in the apartment because none of my other roommates were going to rush.
Yeah.
And I filled that form out and I applied for it.
Yeah.
Paid the money to go rush. And I was like, I can't do it. I don't have my stuff. I'm not ready for it. Like, so much anxiety was, like, overcoming me. I was like, I can't do it. I I just didn't feel like it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. And sororities are good. Sisterhood mm-hmm. is good. But it wasn't really what I wanted in my new step of life. Yeah. And so I was at college for about a month. And the sorority I'm in, they do recruitment and stuff later. Mm-hmm. And they are a non-Panhellenic sorority, but we do stuff like with the other sororities. So it's like perfect. Yeah. So they did recruitment. And my good friend that I had met, that Maggie, she's now my like best friend.
Yeah.
I had met her one time and she was like, why don't you come? And Maddie had seen a Facebook post about it. She sent it to me. I was like, of course. So Maddie and I went. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Had so much conversation. Was talking to one girl for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Was the last person in the room. Aww. Loved it. And ever since then, Maggie's my big sister now. And then the girl that I was talking to, her name's Emily, I was talking to her for so long. She's my grand big, so I know all the like lingo and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun. And we like do little sisterhood things. Our chapter meetings, we sing,
yeah.
we do worship, we do a devotion, we do prayer requests. Like, it's truly what I need on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And next year I'm looking to like help out with worship and stuff. And I will in the coming semester as well. So it's like, it's really all that I need. And, mm-hmm. I also do like crew and stuff at college. So
yeah.
It's kind of like FCA. Really, mm-hmm. It is. We do like worship and then a devotion and stuff, but they also have like life groups and stuff. So
yeah.
I have those two things that I really do look forward to. And then obviously church on Sundays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just been great. And yeah. I love it. And I'm so excited to see what's in the coming with them and everything. So
yeah,
I'm loving it.
I feel like you've done a really good job of balancing, like you come home a lot mm-hmm. and you get to see like your family and friends here because
yeah.
you still have a great group of people here.
Yeah.
But also like you've gotten so connected. And I think that's like the biggest part for me moving to college next mm-hmm. year is like I want to still keep up with people, mm-hmm. but I also want to branch out and like
yeah.
make a new life for myself.
Yeah, it seems hard mm-hmm. when you're thinking about it. Like I know where you're at right now because I was there.
Yeah.
And wherever you go, if it's 6 hours away, if it's 45 minutes away, like
mm-hmm.
I do come home more than other people do because I have my family, I have my boyfriend, like I have that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found a church.
Yeah.
I love it. Like it's Silverdale Baptist in Chattanooga, mm-hmm. if anybody knows.
Yeah.
Love it there. And it's just like, you're an outgoing person. I'm an outgoing person. If you have those qualities, like you will get where you need to be in
yeah.
college. And I mean, you have homework, you have classes, you've got to make some friends, like, cause
yeah.
they will truly, the friends you make in college will be your like best friends, your bridesmaids, the people that you call when you mm-hmm. need a shoulder to cry on. Like that's what college is meant for. And
yeah.
those best friends and those connections. So
yeah. yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So what have you either throughout this whole year or just now getting into college, mm-hmm. what have you been really passionate about?
I would say the way that God's moving in my life right now is definitely worshiping mm-hmm. and just like ministering to God by singing and just showing his goodness and stuff because, mm-hmm. Just a lot of opportunities have opened up for me.
Yeah.
I'm really looking to like try out for the worship team at the church that Peter and I go to in Knoxville is Shoreline. I've just thought about it.
Yes, I love that church.
Shoreline.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. I've been there once or twice.
Yeah. yeah. But since I do come home pretty often, like I do love my church in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to that. And I'm on the FCA, the crew worship team. So I'm going to be worshiping there. It is like
yeah.
a big auditorium of like 300 college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like worshiping the Lord. And the sound like
mm-hmm.
of everybody worshiping, I just love it. And then I'm helping out with my sorority with worship and stuff. So I feel like worship has just been a big thing in my life. And like we worship together.
Yeah.
I love it to death. And like worship for me, I used to sing the songs and like just to sing them, just to be like, oh, I can harmonize, I can sing, I'm
yeah.
just gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, truly, like in the past year and a half, I've understood it and I've like been so vulnerable and surrendered. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm able to like worship with my hands out and like not care about what anybody thinks. Mm-hmm. And even in church, it's really changed me. So
mm-hmm.
definitely passionate about that. And like, I am passionate about a lot about Jesus, but also with college and stuff, I feel like what I'm most passionate about right now is just making those lifelong friends. Like I would, two of my like best friends I made, I would do anything for them. Like I really am passionate about growing those relationships and just becoming one of those like really good friends for them. And somebody that they can come to. Like I want to be that for people for sure. So
That's so important. And like you're just saying with worship, you went to the Brandon Lake concert, right?
Yes.
Okay. I literally ran into you that week and you were like, are you going to the concert? I was like, no. And then the next day, one of my friends texted me, she was like, I have an extra ticket. I was
Oh, okay.
I'll go. But like the moment when he like took the mic away, took all the instruments, and just everybody in the room was singing the same song. It was so insane.
Crazy.
Because I was like, this many people all worshiping at the same time is incredible.
Oh, yeah. I like, that's when I started to break down. I was like, this is what heaven, like, this is a perfect image of heaven. Like, the way that everybody, I mean, we were born to worship. Like, humans were made to worship. Like, that is where we're in our most vulnerable state. And like, whenever you see like hundreds and thousands of people doing that, you're like, oh my goodness, like, why wouldn't I want to be a follower of Christ? Like, love it. And then also whenever he like went to that woman that was like struggling and her her sister had just passed away, I was like, this is God moving. Like there, and I actually had, which I would love to talk about this. I had an encounter at Chili's in Cleveland. Me and my friends had just gotten done with our retreat at for our sorority. And we like stayed in a little cabin and stuff. We went to Chili's after. Well, our server, she was like, we like saw her praying over her other tables and we were like, oh, okay. And she came up and stuff and we were like, oh, we saw you like praying and stuff. Like, that's so sweet. We just got done with our retreat. She was like, yeah, I'd love to pray over you guys once you guys are done eating, once you guys are about to sleep. So we eat and stuff and we're having conversations with her and she's like, you see my ankle, like, I was like ziplining or I was doing something and like the rope got caught around my ankle and like I was in, she was in the hospital. I can't really remember how it was. She was in the hospital and she was like, there, they told me like, there's no way that I'd be able to walk. And like, she was like bedridden for like 5 days and she got like, she literally got up. Started walking. She's like, I have so many miracles that through me that God has like proven to people around me and have seen. And like, there's no way God isn't real. And so she prays over us. She has no idea about us. I've never met this girl in my life. And she prayed over me and she was like, I just see like through you prophecy. Like I see you like sharing God's word. And I was just bawling my eyes out. And then my other friend, she had been like struggling in the past and stuff. And she was like, I just want to pray over you individually. And I was like, how does this woman know? And I'm like, okay, it's God. Like it's literally God. She's not doing this for an act. Like she truly, her name's Callie, I think. She's truly like so sweet. And I was like, this is just crazy how God works.
That's
and
crazy.
After like I got in the car and we all just bawled our eyes out and I was like, that like God brought us all together. This is such a good like way to show. And I never had one of those like weird encounters, you know? So I was like, people talk about this and I'm experiencing it. Like what is going on? But it was crazy. So
that's insane. Okay. So I wanted to lead into a little bit, hear your story because I feel like we've talked about it a little, but not like the full thing. So where was like the point where you fully turned to Jesus? And I know you said that like, you had kind of been a Christian growing up, but then like the last couple of years, you've also completely turned it around and like, however you want to explain that. But I just wanted to hear more about that.
So like the start of my testimony, I feel like would be where I grew up. So I grew up in this church actually. I came here when I was 2 days old. It's like crazy. VBS. So came here. My family and I were members of the church until I was like seven, I think. We moved to First Baptist in Lenore City just because the youth had been growing a lot better there and stuff. And my parents were like, okay, this would be really good for Tori. So went there and stuff. And then when I was nine, my parents had divorced. It had been like in the works for a while, but I had no idea. So they had divorced. So it was a big thing in my life. But I was younger, so I didn't really know the circumstances and stuff. I just knew like, I'm staying with dad, I'm staying with mom now. Mm-hmm. This is weird. So then I was living with my dad. He had his place that we were staying in for a while. But with my mom, we had tons of house changes. Like, I think I've lived in like 8 or 9 houses with my mom.
Really? Yeah.
It was just a lot. It was a lot. Most of the time it was because they were like going up for sale.
Yeah.
And stuff. But it was a lot of moving. And I never felt like I had a stable place. To really call home, you know? And so then whenever I was about like 14 or 15, I had always like had my parents to be there and be like, Tori, wake up, we're going to church. And I'd be like, okay, yay. I want to go to church. I want to see my friends. But I didn't really understand like the message, what it was about and stuff. But whenever I was like probably 14 or 15, I felt like I had to be responsible for myself now. Even though I wasn't an adult yet, I feel like that age when I was being a teenager, it was time for me to decide what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I still decided to get up and go, but it really like was dawning on me, like, I'm not understanding this message.
Yeah.
I believe in God, but I'm like, I know the stories, but then I don't know, like, I just didn't know the messages. I would write down the messages and I'd just look at it and be like, I don't know. Like, I really was so confused.
Yeah.
And so then whenever I was probably 16, 17, I think it was 16, I was just in such a dark place. So one, I was in a bad relationship. Two, I just didn't have the right friends to like surround me. I just fell into, even now, like, I really do care what people think about me. I mean, and as a girl, I feel like you do understand that. Image and stuff, the way people think about me. But I feel like when I turned that age, I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to try and find something to have fun. I don't want to be seen as somebody that doesn't party
because
that's embarrassing. I don't want to see as somebody that doesn't drink because that's embarrassing. Like, I wanted to be one of those people. So I found friends that were like that.
Yeah.
And I just surrounded myself in that, just did a lot of things, a lot of things of the world that, I mean, are really easy to get away from. But when you're in that situation, it's not.
Yeah.
And like the circumstances I was in with my family, it was just a lot. So I was filling my hole with that void.
Yeah.
And so then I think it was like, I was still in this like bad relationship and I was like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? And I had like been praying to God, but it was only when I needed something from him.
Yeah.
And that's not how prayer works.
Yeah.
You should pray every day, pray for somebody every day, pray for yourself every day, pray for your family every day. That's what prayer is. It's not just there to run to when you're in a bad situation. So, I can't really like even remember what this like transformational turn was in my life.
Yeah.
But like I had started shutting out the friends that didn't seem right to me. And the reason that I like the big deciding factor with that was like, these friends are not here to comfort me. They know I'm broken, but instead they're encouraging this behavior, encouraging this and that. And I don't feel like I could, these are lifelong friends. They're just here to put a Band-Aid over what's happened in my life. And they kind of did act as that Band-Aid, but it wasn't like it was gonna do anything in my future.
Yeah.
So then I got rid of those friends. I like literally had like 2 friends that have stuck with me. And I have these like sweet Christian girls. I had you, I had Sawyer, I had all these people, and they're right in front of my face, and I'm not going to them. I'm going to the people I don't need to go to. So then I kind of just really did learn how to be on my own, which is really hard because I've never been on my own in my life. I've always had friends to surround me, and I don't know. I just got out of that relationship, so I was just really in a very vulnerable state, very lonely. Didn't even want to tell my parents what was going on. And then I don't know. I just started going to Shoreline. That has really been like the really deciding factor in my faith is because I never really understood the messages. And I was always trying to find a pastor, always trying to find somebody to preach a message that I'd be like, okay, I understand him.
Yeah.
So Jason, Pastor Jason at Shoreline, was preaching, and I was like, I understand every single thing he's saying.
Yeah.
When he's relating back to scripture, I understand every single thing he's saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so transformational for me. And it's so weird because people talk about it. You like feel this something surrounding your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I felt. And I was like, okay, this is my place. Mm-hmm. So I've been there for like almost a year now. And there's been like big changes there. And I love being a part of it.
Yeah.
And like my mom and I used to go there. So that's the reason that I started going there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then the relationship I'm in now, he just truly did help me like through that, accepted me as I am. And I don't want to say a big part of my testimony was because of Peter.
Yeah.
I do love him. He was a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be like, oh, my testimony was based on a guy.
Yeah.
No. I was working in my life. God was working in my life. But I will say he did accept me as who I was and really gave me a big variety of scripture to read.
Yeah.
And I'm so my knowledge and my understanding of God is so much bigger because God put him in my life to work through me. So it's not him. It's God and what he did through him to work through me.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people because I don't want people to think like, if a guy is in your life to transform transform you, it's not him.
You
it's
can't
God.
Rely on that. Yeah.
It's God. Mm-hmm. Like, it's God speaking through him, especially if this guy is a Christian guy. It is God, 100%. And so I had seen, like, the way he was telling me things, and I was like, this is God speaking to me. I better listen, and I better change my act. So ever since then, I haven't done any of those bad things.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tell myself enough, like, Tori, like, you don't realize
how far you've come.
How far I've came. And, like, I still have, like, friends I talk to that do those things. But I'm not one to judge. Like, I will be there if you want to, like, get help and stuff. But I have been finding those friends that I'm like, oh, my gosh, God sent you to me.
And I feel like people see that in you. Like, they see the change. And even if they're not somebody that totally agrees with it, they definitely see that, like, you're so much happier now. You have this joy that is just so different from where you were at. And like you were saying, like, with your boyfriend, you're not necessarily, like, relying on him. Yeah. And you're not necessarily relying on these new friends that you have. But they've all helped you, like, see, okay, there's something a lot deeper here.
Yeah. And, like, even with college and stuff, I've seen girls, like, sometimes the thing is you don't get some of those people that you have in high school. Like, I have you, I have Sawyer, I have other people that are representing God and his faith and have good faith in him.
Yeah.
But with college and stuff, you get to experience people from other ends of the world. Well,
yeah.
I mean, my friend Lindy, she's from Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And then Maggie's actually from Clinton. So, like, I could have seen them on any given day.
Yeah.
But they truly came to me in the time I needed because I was like, okay, I'm ready to make friends, but I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be drinking. I don't want to be going out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people think college is about.
Yeah.
College offers so many Christian groups, clubs, things.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm here to tell you, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that college offers that people don't see because people try and make college something that it's not.
Yeah.
And especially, like, Chattanooga is known as, like, a party school.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, like, if you were to go to Crew and you were to see all these people surrender to God, you'd be like, okay, this is a Christian school.
Yeah.
But it's just Chattanooga is a very secular school. There is a lot of people struggling with their, like, faith and, like, do they believe in God? Do they not?
Yeah.
Like, and I've even, like, spoken to people and I've been like, I've never been through this. Like, they don't believe in God. Like, what do I do? And I've just, like, never had to have that conversation with people.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to, but I've never gotten the, like, guts to do it. So that's just been, like, a big thing too, is, like, sharing God is, like, so good. And I never thought I'd be in this place. And I truly do. I wake up and I pray and I'm like, thank you for, like, another day to spend, like, serving you and being in your kingdom. Because, like, that's such a big thing. Like, yeah. I love it so much. So
I thought something so sweet was last year you had texted a group of us and started a Bible study.
Yes.
Which was such a bold move because, like, even though people talk about that all the time, nobody had ever done it. And not because we didn't want to. We were just like, we're just not going
to
do it.
It's hard but to you, get out there.
Yeah. But, like, I literally admired so much about you that you just boldly were like, we're going to do this. So I'm going to show up. We'll see if anybody else does.
Oh, that's so
and
sweet.
You just started doing it. And I was like, I just, like, want that for now in high school. Like, take advantage of the time you have, because I have senioritis really bad right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to lock back in.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to do stuff. But then also, like, in college, you're stepping out and doing things that you wouldn't have done before. Mm-hmm. But there's such, like, a, like you said, there's two different communities that you can kind of fall into in college. Mm-hmm. And you have to be so intentional about picking the right
area. It's really hard. You have to have so much self-control.
Yeah.
And for me, like, my parents have always been there. They've been like, oh, I can do this for you. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
So for me to have that self-control and truly decide has shown to me, like, I'm not going back there. Like, wherever I was is 5,000 miles behind me. Like, I'm not going there at all. And I really want to focus on the present and where I'm at now. I don't need to worry about the future. I have big steps in my life that I am looking forward to and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like last year and stuff, I was so worried about the future. The past was overcoming me so much. And that's like the girl that I was talking to at Chili, she was like, let God take it away. Like, you're saying it right now. You're declaring it right now. And almost it was kind of like a rededication to God. I was like, I literally said it out loud. I was like, God, take this away. Like, take it from me. Because you could have like 10,000 pounds of weight on your shoulders from past experiences, and God will pick it up and take it away and be like, here, let me take this weight off of you. You're free. Like, and it's so crazy. It gives me chills. Like, it's so crazy how our God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I tell people, I'm like,
are you
not a follower of God? Because listen to my story. Like, listen to this. And that's like where my testimony comes into place. And it's like, I mean, I was in such a dark place. And now I'm so, and I'm sure I'm going to go through different storms and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to have those bad times and stuff. But that's what God puts you through to build you stronger in his faith, build you stronger as a person. And so you can share that with others that don't believe in him. So,
And I was going to ask you, how has like the things that you've been a part of in the past, or like the reputation that you kind of had, how was it difficult getting out of that and like telling yourself, okay, I am a different person? Like, was that a hard struggle to go through?
Yeah. So, my reputation definitely has changed. And people still remind me of my past, and I'm like, haha, it's not me now.
Because people are annoying.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard to not be a people pleaser.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I want everybody to be happy with me.
Yeah. I'm such a people pleaser, but the way I've been a people pleaser has changed, because I used to people please people with like the bad stuff, like, oh, I'll do this, so I'm going to please people.
Yeah.
But now it's really changed. Like, yes, I do struggle with like insecurities and stuff, but the way I try and please people is to be a good friend to them, be a follower of Christ to them, be somebody they can fall on. Like, it's changed so different. And like, I truly do think about it every day. I'm like, this is where I was. Like, this is crazy. And I just think it's because I was in such a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like confrontation. I didn't like to tell people, hey, I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, people would definitely see me as an image of, oh, she's a drinker. Oh, she parties. Oh, she hangs out with these people. So she probably does this and that.
Yeah.
And to now, it's like, yes, you are going, if you are a follower of Christ, you are going to have people that judge you for not doing the things that they do.
Yeah.
And it's really hard, because then that's where my people pleaser comes in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh gosh, like, should I go with them?
Yeah.
And just God's like so strong in my like spirit now, where I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And like, even just like through the holidays and stuff, like even this weekend, people are like, do you want a drink? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so easy to say no now. Whereas as like a couple years ago, I'd be like, sure. Like, and that's where like, I don't really care about but what people think about me.
Yeah.
As far as like, oh, she doesn't drink. Like, yeah, yeah, I want people to think that I'm like kind and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't, if people are like, oh, you don't drink, blah, 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 this, that, I'm like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
Then you're not a true friend, because mm-hmm. a true friend is going to be there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a follower of Christ, you're going to have other people that are followers of Christ
yeah.
come towards you. Like,
mm-hmm.
followers of Jesus, they are like a magnetic force.
Yeah.
Like, you're all going to come together. So, the image of me and stuff, I'm very glad of how it's changed.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And even in college, people are going, like, even to you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get asked questions that you're like, oh, I've never gotten asked this before. Because
yeah.
in high school, everybody knows you don't yeah. do this. Everybody knows you don't that. But people in college truly don't care. They kind of want to give you that peer pressure.
Yeah.
And you're going to go through trials and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you just have to like stand firm in God's faith and trust. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's such an important thing. And then I was also going to ask, so after going through all of middle and high school, and now you're in a completely different stage of life, what would you tell people that are either going through what you went through mm-hmm. or that just like don't really know how to like start a relationship with God, don't really know like where to bring other friends? Mm-hmm. Because I also saw something that, like you were saying with the party scene, I saw a girl on another podcast said something about how like a lot of Christians think, okay, well, maybe if I just go to these party scenes, then I can like be a light. But then they end up like conforming to that mm-hmm. instead of just bringing those people to a place that's like bring them to church or take them to coffee and just talk about something.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people that are either like don't know how to bring their friends into this or going through what you went through?
I mean, middle school, I didn't really do anything. High school, I mean, like probably the end of my sophomore year to junior year was my bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say for people, I don't know, because you definitely need to find a good church.
Yeah.
That's where I would start. That's my step one.
Mm-hmm.
Find a good church. Find a pastor that makes sense to you. Because
yeah.
without Shoreline and Pastor Jason,
yeah.
I don't know where I'd be, because mm-hmm. everybody has a different understanding mm-hmm. of each pastor.
Yeah.
Some people might understand someone really well, and some people will be like, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah.
So find a good pastor, find a good church. And if that takes 10 churches, if that takes 2 churches,
yeah, don't give
up. Like, you have to have that vulnerability too
mm-hmm.
to get up and drive to a church. Like, if anybody wants a good church recommendation, go to Shoreline. Because
yeah.
I love it. I
yeah.
love it. And I know here's a good church as well.
Yeah.
So that's first. And then second, I would just pray. Like,
yeah,
it was hard for me because I would pray and I'd be like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sound right. I mm-hmm. wanted my prayer to sound right. And now I've just gotten to a state like I'll be sitting in bed and praying. And as soon as I get done praying, I'm mm-hmm. like tired and ready to go to sleep, because God has like put me at this state of rest and like
yeah.
ready to go to sleep. I'm at such a calm state,
yeah.
which that's what I recommend. Like, say a prayer before you go to bed, because then
yeah.
you go to bed and you have a good sleep.
Yeah.
So just start praying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether you are saying a bunch of jumble to him,
yeah.
he does not care. He knows what you're talking about. He knows what's in your head.
Yeah.
He knows what you're trying to talk to him about. So do that. And your prayer might not always be the best prayer. You
yeah.
might be praying about stuff that's way, like, very sinful things. But,
yeah.
like, God knows.
You have to be honest.
Yes. God knows we are humans of sin. He knows what's going to happen in your life. He knows
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen to me next week that I might be praying about, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would pray about that and pray about my family members and my
mm-hmm.
friends, because those are the people that are going to help me. So you need to pray for the people that are there
yeah.
to comfort you, you know?
Yeah.
And so I do that. And then I would really just try to find whether it's a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts are my thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I'm driving to Chattanooga, it's an hour and a half drive, turn
yeah.
on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie Pruitt.
Yes.
Maddie Pruitt, Trout,
that's the one who I was talking about a minute ago. Yeah.
Yes.
I
love
her.
Literally love her.
It's so good.
And she's so sweet. I watched her on The Bachelor and I was
yeah.
like, you go, girl. You stand firm in your faith because
yeah.
you love Jesus. Yeah. I watched her on The Bachelor. I love her.
Yeah.
Watch her. I watch Bryce Crawford.
Yes.
Watch all of them. And like, it's so crazy to see these people that have had transformational things in their life too, like Bryce Crawford, obviously, and his new fiance. I've seen in person. I've met her.
Really?
So yeah, like, and I knew
that's crazy.
I know. Like, I followed her on TikTok and stuff, and I had like been following her. I've been following her for a long time. Saw her, and like you can see the change in her too. And I'm like, I've seen her before they were together, and it was crazy. I was like on a beach trip and I saw her and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, find a good podcast. Find a good simple Bible study. If you're opening the Word and reading one verse and making an understanding of that each day, that's good. Like, that's what God wants from you. He wants prayer. Like, you don't have to do a big thing. You don't gotta read a whole chapter a day. Yes. Like, that's what people think you have to do to be a dedicated Christian, is read a chapter a day.
Yeah.
No, like, read a verse a day.
Yeah.
Read like a little devotion, the Jesus calling devotions.
Yeah.
So simple. Each day, start January 1st if you want. Like, go to Walmart, pick up a Bible study book.
Yeah.
It's really just takes the courage to go and do that though.
Yeah.
Like, build that courage. And that's what where the prayer comes in.
Yeah.
Pray for that courage to get up and do it. Because one morning, God might put that in your head to be like,
yeah,
okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And it is a lot. It takes a big step in your faith. So I would say, like, even if you think you're not doing enough, if you have that prayer, like thinking in your head, am I praying for good? Am I praying when it's not just something bad, not just a moment where I just need God, like then and there? Am I praying consistently? Am I reading His word that He's written for me?
Yeah.
And if that answer is yes, then you're good. Like, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
But I would say, don't ever settle. Like, you know that too.
Yeah.
Your faith with God is never going to settle. It should always be growing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have times where it's like here and then down.
Yeah.
And then up a little bit and then down.
Yeah.
That's just how like it works. It's really how it works. And like, there's been times since I've moved in college where I've been like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired from all this homework. Like, I don't want to open up my Bible study. I just want to go to bed. And it's been like that. And then I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't read that.
Yeah.
And I do have that guilt and stuff. But the thing that I was thinking of today is like, I used to have guilt about drinking.
Yeah.
I used to have guilt about partying, about doing things of the world. And now I'm having guilt about not reading my Bible, not talking to people about God when I should have, like not getting that chance to do it.
That's good. Like, that's so, like, a good transformation.
The change of guilt is crazy. And like, guilt is a thing that's going to happen in your life.
Yeah.
But if your guilt is something like way over here, like I said, like it used to be, and then it's changing, like, you know, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have guilt about not doing enough for God, not praying enough for God. But if it's there, if that's what you're dealing with,
then that'll prompt you to, like, do something. If that's your struggles,
then you're, like, on the right track, truly. So,
One of our friends, so one of my friends made a book for my birthday of the 18 letters.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Tori had one in here. It was so sweet. But one of my, one of our friends, Hadassah, had written me one too. Mm-hmm. And when I was reading her, she was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just give you some college advice because I don't see you enough. I was like, okay.
Oh,
and then one thing she said that reminded me of what we're talking about is she said, like, it's been so important for me to just open my Bible or pray for 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you're going to have plenty of homework. You're going to have all the social things you want to do. But like, there, it is so important just to spend 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's all it is one day, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, the consistency of it just has to be there.
Yeah. And like, even on like my computer or stuff, I'll have like a little verse up there.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on there. I mean, they have those like apps that like changes the verse every day.
Yeah.
Love it. But yeah, she's so true. And like, I had been texting her too, like a month ago or something. I was like, how's it going? She's like, good.
Yeah.
And like, I know I could just feel from like God telling me that like, we're kind of in the same state, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't told her this or anything. I was just texting her about how she's been doing and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, I kind of feel like me and Hadassah are in the same boat and stuff. And like, she's doing good in college.
Yeah.
But, she kind of is struggling. I don't know. God was just telling me like she's kind of probably struggling opening the Bible stuff too.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy that you brought that up because I was like thinking that a month ago whenever I talked to her. But yeah, I mean, that was so sweet of Aubrey.
Like, yeah, it was so sweet.
She
was
asked me,
this is
like
the most thoughtful gift I've ever seen.
Yeah. And she asked me way ahead of time because she probably knew I was gonna forget. But I had like sat down and started writing it, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't even have to think about what I'm writing to you because aww, you've been such a big change in my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know it, aww, but like singers and everything sitting next to you, like,
yeah,
I could just feel like God, like when I was talking to you, and yeah, I just loved it. And I just knew like you were somebody that I could like lean on and stuff. And
yeah,
it did take me a little bit to open up, but yeah, we did have a lot of that time where we were close together, like all East when we stayed together 2 years yeah, in a row. Like
there was 1 year, both of us were like by ourselves on our own
and by just ourselves
got yeah, lost in the middle of nowhere.
Lost in the middle of campus.
We're yeah, like on the opposite end of campus where we're supposed to be for this trip. And I was like, it's campus, fine. We're together. We it's just
no
the two of us.
We have no idea where this campus, like what's going on here.
Yeah.
And it was just us two in that choir. Yeah. Like nobody else from our school. Yeah. And I was like, okay. But it did show a lot. I mean,
yeah,
God put us there for a reason.
Yeah.
And we had that time together. So, yeah, I mean, we were in different sections, but mm-hmm, we did have that time when we came together and we were like, this is what I learned. Yeah. This is what I learned. And it was just like so crazy.
Yeah.
Because truly every day, every person you talk to is put there for a reason. Like, yeah, whether it's a small conversation, mm-hmm, whether it's a conversation about God or just a little conversation like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. God has placed them there for a reason. And
yeah,
that's what I have to think about every day. It's like,
yeah,
they're here. So I need to give them my time, give them my energy to talk to them. So yeah,
yeah, that's so important. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been so fun.
I know.
This has been like so the good, best conversation. I've been looking good, forward to this.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it for forever, but I was like, there's going to be a day where it's going to be yeah, like the perfect timing.
Like when perfect, you asked me, I was like in the car and I was like, and like Peter was next to me and I was like, look. And he's like, oh, yay. I was aww, like, I know. I'm so excited. Like,
yeah.
And I had no stress about this. I yeah, had no worry. I was like, I'm just talking to Bryley. I was like,
we're just going
to
talk.
Yeah. We're just talking. And like, I feel like the stages of our life, whenever yeah, we were in college, we were so busy, like so much going on. I mean,
yeah,
you had so much, I had so much yeah, going on. So we would see each other and we would talk, but we never had those deep conversations.
Yeah.
And I, when you asked me that, I was like, okay, like I want to have this conversation with her.
Yeah.
Because like, I want to hear your advice. I want to hear
yeah,
what you have to say. And I want you to know who I am and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I miss high school so much.
Yeah.
And like just being with you guys every day. I miss singers. I'm going to be at the concert. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just been
yeah,
such a blessing to be surrounded by the people that I have been,
mm-hmm,
whether they were for the good or for the bad.
Yeah.
It's just been such a good ride, you yeah, know? And
something
I'm loving it.
Something so sweet about like all the girls last year that I got mm-hmm, close with is like it could be literally a year before I see them again. And then
and
it'll
like,
instantly be like we like, can hey, have conversations like
yeah,
this.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't care. I'm being recorded right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm just talking to you. And
yeah,
I thought I was going to be like, oh,
yeah,
there's a camera staring at me. No, like,
yeah,
I have really enjoyed this so much. And
yes,
I'm so excited to see what, like, see people just yeah, hearing what we had to talk about. And
yeah,
I really want people to hear this because
yes,
it's such a good conversation,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Yeah. This has been so fun. Thank you, Tori.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Bryley.
Yes, we'll see you back next week for another episode.